Father God, we thank you for another blessed day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sanctifying our hearts, Lord, unto your will. We might do your work, Lord. We might glorify you in all things, Lord. Lord, because this is the only purpose we're here, is to glorify you, Lord, that we might fulfill all the promises, Lord, that you have made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord. And that we, Lord, might testify of the things which are given to us to testify by your Holy Spirit, Lord, even until the end of time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you. Amen. Yeah, so we just want to glorify God in all we do. Because we know that men are not seeking to glorify God in these last days, but rather they're seeking to glorify themselves. You can tell by the way they go about doing, you know, what they're doing, you know, throughout the earth and throughout the land. As I go out and I testify, you know, that the judgment of the Lord is nigh and is at hand. You know, people are not taking heed to the message, you know, that I can see. You know, there's always a fight. You know, there's always somebody speaking out against it, you know, against the kingdom of God. But we know that that these things shall be, and God have ordained them from the foundation of the earth. But yet the words that I speak will be a testimony against them and against the earth, you know, and against this nation. Because this is a godless nation, a nation that don't seek after God, but she seek to please herself. And you can tell by those that are in leadership in the nation, they have given over this nation to self-service, the way everyone is just serving themselves. I mean, you can turn on the YouTube channel, you can turn on the Facebooks, and I mention this all the time because, you know, people need reminding that, you know, that people want to be influencers. But what way are you influencing people? Are you influencing them for God? You know, for the kingdom of God? Are you building up the kingdom of God? You know, so then if we're not doing that, if we're not building up the kingdom of God, then we're going to be condemned with the wicked. You know, we can't expect God to be for us if we're not for God. He's not going to be for us. Understand? We must submit ourselves unto him because he's the only one that's able to keep us in these last days, in these days of turmoil and in the days of judgment, you know, and where God will judge the earth. He will rain down his judgment upon every part of the earth. It's spelled out in Revelation, these things that will come upon the earth. You know, and we know that the Bible, like I always say, is 100% true. These things were prophesied and told to us before time that we might take heed and see that when they come, we will know that they are of God. You know, people say, well, prophet, you know, or preacher, you know, you say the same things all the time because that's the message that God has given me. He's given me the message of judgment. Of judgment, and he will judge the earth and everything that are that's within it by that very same word. By that word. You understand? Because God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent, and he will not repent until men turn away from their sins. We must turn away from the wrath of God and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his holiness. He's a holy God and a righteous God. And he requires no less of us to serve him. We can't just walk up to the throne of God any old way, thinking that it's going to be okay. It's not okay. We must position ourselves that we might be able to see the things of God and the kingdom of God. Understand? Even as Jesus told them, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. And they will follow me. Nothing has changed. It's the same today. It's the same. God's sheep know his voice. And they will follow him until the end. And he will not lose any of them. Not any. 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 any that's given unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will not lose. As God has sealed us with his seal for a purpose. Yes, but we must continue to walk after the things of God. We must continue to do the things, fasting and praying and seeking his face always, that he might reveal unto us things that are coming upon the face of the earth. We can see clearly through the Spirit the things that are about to come upon the face of this earth. This damnation is coming. Judgment is coming. We have provoked the Lord our God unto anger because we refuse to turn away from our sins and to yield ourselves servants unto him. He is greater than us. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so is the Lord ways higher than ours. And so we must come up to the level of God. And I rebuke any spirit that speaks otherwise. You understand? God does have patience, and he does give us time. He does. But we're at the end of time. That all things shall be revealed. All things spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ and by his holy apostles will be revealed in this time. We're in the latter times. We're in the last days. And we must seek the kingdom of God, or we will fall victim to his wrath. So we must repent. We must repent and turn to the living God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And we must turn to him. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. We don't have a bunch of time left. We don't want to be caught naked. But we want to be fully clothed when our Lord appears. We want to be fully clothed in righteousness and in holiness. And our hearts might be pure toward God, living God, and walking in his truth. You understand? We don't want to be part of this ecumenical movement where all religions are accepted. You understand? We just want to serve the one true living God. Because there's but one. And but one Savior. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's all we have. We must trust God. We must trust God. Because he's a holy and a righteous God. And he, God will always stand up for his people, no matter what. If we rely upon him, if we seek his face, if we walk according to his will, he will always look after us and be for us and lead the way for us. The path has already been set for us. All we got to do is walk in the path. Walk in it. Walk in it. And do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's a daily battle. You have to fight daily against these things. Because the devil want to destroy you. He want to destroy your relationship with God. He don't want you to trust in God. He don't want you to rely on God. But God is the only one that's able to save us and deliver us from hell and damnation. Deliver us from ourselves, from this corrupt flesh. It is corrupt by nature, and it cannot do the things of God. It will not do the things of God. It is contrary to the living God. So we must take heed that God will make manifest in us the things of the Spirit. The things that God has ordained from the foundation of the earth. that we should walk in. Because the time is now. The time is now. The time is now. We can't follow after men's devices. Because men are wicked. The wickedness of men is great on the first face of the earth. It's wicked from the least even to the greatest. And they do not desire the things of God. As I said, but they desire the things of the flesh, the things that are corruptible. But we want to take on the incorruptible. Jesus said, if we believe in him, we will have everlasting life. Everlasting life. But if we follow after the things of the flesh, we will die in our sins. We will die in our sins. So we must cleave unto God. We must cleave unto God in these last days and hunger and thirst after righteousness, holiness, and purity, and sanctification. Because he is God. He is God, and beside him there is no other. There is no other that we can serve. The Pope, we will not serve. Donald Trump, we will not serve. Putin, we will not serve. We will serve the Almighty God. We will serve him. You understand? These people will come into condemnation because they have sought to draw the people of God away from God. There's nothing righteous and holy in these men. Nothing. Nothing. They despise the thing of the kingdom of God. They despise it in their hearts. They might give you false pretense that they're about God, but you can look at them and see the fruit that they bear, that they bear the fruits of wickedness and of evil and of corruption. You understand how much greed is in these people? They don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. They hunger and thirst after the things of this world, where they are driven by these things. You understand? They want to take over lands and nations. They want to take over your lives so that you cannot see God. But God is always there in that still small voice waiting to hear from you. All you have to do is bend your knees and seek after him. And he's right there. He's right there. But you must repent and humble yourselves before the Almighty God. You must humble yourself now. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. It's at hand. And now is the axe laid to the root of the tree. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. Cast into the fire. Behold, he comes quickly to judge the earth, and all the inhabitants of the earth shall be judged with fire. With fire. And everything that cannot withstand the fire will not be able to stand before the living God. We must yield ourselves unto him. This is the covenant made in blood, sealed by the blood of the Lamb, even our Lord Jesus Christ, our righteous and holy Savior. We must turn to him. There is no other. There is no other religion. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There is no other way. Sure, men have created a bunch of other religions, but true faith is in our Lord Jesus Christ, in his holiness, in his righteousness, in his redemption. That's where the faith is. There is no other gospel other than the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we must walk after the things. You understand? Jesus said he go away to prepare a place for us. Understand that where he is, we may be also. He's, if it wasn't true, he wouldn't tell. He wouldn't waste our time telling us something that's not true. It's the truth. We must believe and submit to him. Because he is righteous. God is a righteous God. Understand? He's looking out for you. He wants to save you and deliver you from yourself. Because that's what's keeping us from God, is ourselves. Well, you understand, we must yield to God now. Now, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Damnation is near. It's near. And it's now. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good, says the Lord God Almighty. There's a lot of evil in this world that's leading men astray to the point that we have forgotten the Almighty God. We have forgotten him, and we're following after strange gods, gods that are not even gods, things that cannot save you, that cannot deliver you in the day of judgment. He will not be able to deliver, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. It's the only name given under heaven or earth whereby men shall be saved. There's no other, no other. We must wake up and yield ourselves unto the living God. Yield ourselves unto him, for we will come into condemnation, because judgment is here. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And all the kingdoms of the earth shall submit and be judged by the Almighty God. This is already written beforehand, like I said, that we might know when these things come upon the face of the earth, that you're not surprised by them. You understand? Because God has made us aware. It's written way before time. We can try to deny him if we like. We can say, well, it's just men's words. But men's words is not 100%. Men's words don't come 100% true. You understand? God is the only one who can write things thousands of years before they happen, and they happen exactly the way he said they will happen. He is the only one. People used to trust in Notre Dame, but they found out that he was a false prophet. A lot of those things he spoke never came true. Never came true. He was false. You can't trust in these people and rely on these people. You can't rely on the history books. But you can rely upon the holy word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the same was with God in the beginning. It is by his word all things were established. It is by his word we shall be delivered from hell and damnation. But you must repent. Now is the time. Now is the time to yield yourself unto the living God. Sanctify yourself unto him. Trust in him. Believe in him. He is the holy and righteous King of all the earth and of all the kingdoms of the world. He shall reign. He is the Christ. Make no mistake about it. It is but one. And we shall all see him. We shall all see him when he appears. You just pray, God, that you're in his grace and that you have sought the things of the kingdom of the living God, because judgment will come. Judgment will come. Judgment will come upon the face of this whole world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.